fueled by strong winds and dry tundra. A fire is burning outside of Dillingham. The fire started Friday afternoon on the edge of the city and has quickly consumed more than 10 miles of open tundra. Now the Forestry Division's Fire Management Office in McGrath is coordinating response. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
At about 3 p.m. on Friday, a small remote-control plane crashed in the tundra near the Kanakanak Hospital in Dillingham, sparking a small fire. Strong northwest winds quickly spread that fire along the dry, open tundra. The fire stretched several hundred yards in length as volunteer fire crews arrived on scene just minutes later. With rakes, shovels, and portable water packs, around 30 volunteer firefighters worked to stamp out the blaze along the lines closest to the hospital and nearby neighborhoods. But the opposite side of the fire quickly moved south and east with the winds towards the coast and away from town. It burned out of control, scorching several miles of open tundra within hours, and continued its southward path over the weekend. Tom Dean is the acting fire management officer for the Division of Forestry's Southwest District Office in McGrath, which has been monitoring reports of the fire since Friday.
The tundra fires are a quick-burning fuel. It's a grass component. They burn very, very quickly, and they're very susceptible to changes in humidity. So what you're seeing is this tundra fire, when the sun comes up, and it dries that grass out fairly quickly, and it runs with the wind. It'll actually get active with the wind.
A survey flight flown on Sunday reported that the fire had burned over 10 miles to the south along the coast. Dean says that if the winds continue to blow from the north and west, the fire should be contained by the coast and the Snake River and may burn itself out in an area away from town and with no known structures. But playing it safe, the state is preparing a response effort anyway.
We are looking at mobilizing resources to Dillingham at this time, being prepared in case the wind shifts, which sometimes the wind can do, this fire might start moving backwards towards town, which would, of course, would be a concern to us. There's also native lands, tribal lands out there that need to be protected as well. So we are taking this fire as seriously as we can.
Dean says he's coordinating with multiple agencies, including the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge, which could be in the path of the fire if it's not stopped by the Snake River. Right now, the plan is just to survey and monitor the fire, but helicopters could be used to dump water if necessary. November is late in the fire season, and Dean says most of the state's firefighting resources are now off contract for the year, so whatever the response is, it'll probably take longer than usual to coordinate. One possible bit of good news is the high-pressure system over the Bering Sea, which is expected to continue generating strong north winds for the rest of the week.